It's time for My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, it's the Gay Family series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning. Transcribed and brought to you by the Jell-O family of desserts.
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sirree.
And now, Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the Coopers today, it's late afternoon, and George Cooper is just coming home from the bank.
Hi, Liz, I'm home.
Hi, George. How's my big blonde banker?
Fine, honey. Give me a kiss.
Oh, George, that was a good one. You must have kept it in the vault. What'd you do today?
Well, I had lunch with my mother.
How nice. How was the old, dear?
Oh, she's just fine. She said to say hello to you.
Hello.
She wanted you to go shopping with her tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Mm-hmm. But, George, I can't go anywhere tomorrow. I'm having that bridge luncheon. You know that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I told her.
You told her?
Well, sure. I said you were busy, and she wanted to know what you were doing, so I said you were having a bridge luncheon.
I'm dead.
What do you mean by that?
What'd you have to tell her for? Now she'll want to come to it.
Oh, she will not.
She will, too. She always wants to come to whatever I'm having, no matter how small it is. Whenever Katie and I sit down for a cup of tea, I expect to see your mother come barging in wearing white organdy with her pinky cocked.
Oh, Liz, you're exaggerating. She doesn't care about your parties.
She doesn't, huh? The last time I had a bridge party, she came over uninvited, appointed herself the world's greatest bridge authority, and picked all the pecans out of the mixed nuts.
She's only trying to give you a helping hand.
Oh, yes, yes, that's the way she puts it, too. She likes to think of herself as a spare, in case any of the girls drop out. If she brings any more of that cheese spread she makes, we'll all drop out.
Well, if you're going to be smart...
Well, I don't mean to be, dear, honestly. It's just that she doesn't fit in. I'm having two tables of bridge. Eight's company and nine's a crowd.
Well, you're probably getting all upset about nothing. Mother won't even want to come to your party.
Ha!
My mother is one person who knows when she's not wanted. After all, you... I'll get it. Hello?
George? How are you, baby?
Fine. How are you, Mother?
Well, the old pecan picker didn't waste much time.
Could I speak to Liz, George?
Just a minute. She wants to talk to you, Liz.
Sorry, senor. Your wife, you go to Mexico.
Now, cut that out. Here, answer the phone.
Oh, George, you know she's going to angle for an invitation to my party.
Oh, now, don't be so suspicious, Liz. Here.
Hello.
Liz, dear.
How are you, Mother Cooper?
Fine, dear, fine. How are you?
Just fine. What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. I just wanted to chat, dear.
Oh.
We should get together soon. What are you doing tomorrow?
2 o'clock and bring your own pecans.
Why, whatever are you talking about?
I'm having a bridge luncheon tomorrow.
A bridge luncheon? Mm. Well, this is a surprise.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh.
And you're inviting little old me?
Uh-huh, unless little old you happens to have other little old plans.
Oh, no. No, I haven't, and I just love to come.
I was afraid you would.
What?
I was afraid you would have other plans and wouldn't be able to make it.
on?
Bells yet.
You sure I won't give away? Now, dear, you're sure I won't be in the way?
No, but you might be a little noisy.
Is there anything you want me to bring, dear?
No, oh, yes, there is something you can bring.
What's that?
No cheese spread.
But I already made it just for your lunch, and I... Oh, I mean, well, see you tomorrow, dear. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mother. What luck, George. A last-minute acceptance. Katie?
Yes, Mrs. Cooper?
Katie, I'm going to be too sick tomorrow morning to eat breakfast.
Oh, that's a shame. What's going to be wrong?
Well, I haven't decided yet. I'm also going to be too sick to have my bridge luncheon.
But I've already made the chicken salad.
Well, now, don't get excited, Katie. That's only propaganda for a certain nameless relative whose initials are Mother Cooper.
You mean you're really going to have the luncheon but let her think it's all?
You hit the in-law right on the kibitzer. You see, once I've convinced George I'm sick, he'll call his mother and tell her it's canceled. And after he leaves for the bank, I'll hop out of bed and have the luncheon.
Oh, you're tricky.
All I have to figure out now is what's going to be wrong with me.
How about just a mysterious nagging headache with shooting pains in the legs?
That sounds good. And maybe just a slight hacking Camille-like cough.
You poor thing.
Gee, I never thought the idea of feeling so bad could make me feel so good.
Liz. Hey, Liz, it's 8 o'clock. Don't you think you ought to be getting up? Liz. Oh, Liz, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh, what's wrong? Oh, Liz, are you sick?
Don't worry. I'll be a...
What is it?
Shooting pains. Oh, there's another one.
Oh, where does it hurt?
It's hard to say. First it's my head. And then it's my legs. And my stomach isn't happy at all.
Oh, I'd better call the doctor.
No, No. I think it's just my nerves. All I need is a little rest and quiet. I'll spend the day in bed.
Oh. Well, okay, if you say so. Oh, say, what about your bridge luncheon?
Oh, my goodness. My bridge luncheon.
Yeah. Want me to phone Mother and tell her it's called off?
Oh, yes, will you?
Sure. I'll call your other guests, too.
No. I'll have Katie call them. Don't you waste your precious time.
Okay. I'll go call Mother now.
Fine, dear, fine.
Katie?
Yes, Mr. Cooper?
I have to make a phone call. You'd better go in to Mrs. Cooper. She seems quite ill.
Oh, dear, how dreadful. Well, I'll go right in.
Never mind, Mrs. Cooper. It's me.
Oh, hi, Katie.
You certainly convinced Mr. Cooper that you were sick.
Yeah, George is calling his mother right now to tell her the luncheon is off.
Mrs. Cooper, you're a genius.
True. Oh, Katie, I'm starved. Just as soon as George leaves, fix me some orange juice, toast, hot cakes, eggs, bacon.
Liz.
And a bowl of warm milk and toast.
Oh, poor little thing. Doesn't even want a decent breakfast.
No.
I told Mother about your canceling the luncheon.
Oh.
Yes, she said to tell you she was terribly sorry you weren't feeling well.
No, I hope I didn't upset her day.
No. She's coming over to be your nurse.
No!
Liz, what's the matter?
I just had a relapse. Oh.
Thank you. Well, it's never wise to jump to conclusions, except, of course, in the case of Jell-O. And here's a wonderful warm weather Jell-O treat called Raspberry Snow. Just dissolve one package of rich red raspberry Jell-O in one cup of hot water and add a cup of pineapple juice. When slightly thickened, add a dash of salt and one egg white. Then whip as directed on the package and pile in sherbet glasses to chill. It's a winner. Fluffy whipped raspberry Jell-O, tangy with cool, refreshing pineapple juice. And say that raspberry Jell-O tastes even better than ever, 'cause the flavor's been made even richer. Yes, even more fruit-like and tempting. All six delicious Jell-O flavors are chock-full of locked-in goodness that makes you think of the real ripe fruit. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. Guess that's why Jell-O is America's favorite gelatin dessert. That name, Jell-O, is a registered trademark of General Foods.
J-E-L-L-O.
And now back to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband. As we return to the Coopers, we find that Liz's pretended illness has hit a snag called Mother Cooper. Right now, George is just leaving for the bank.
Oh, gee, honey, I hate to leave you, but my mother will be here pretty soon. You'll be in good hands.
Yeah, good hands.
Well, bye, dear.
Bye.
I'll call you from the bank.
Katie! Katie, isn't my breakfast ready yet?
I'm bringing it in right now.
Oh, good. For heaven's sake, take this bowl of warm milk and toast away.
Well, you ate quite a bit.
I couldn't help it. George fed me with a spoon.
He didn't.
He did. He acted like a mother robin feeding its young. I was afraid if I opened my bill too wide, he'd put a worm in it.
Mrs. Cooper, tell me something. I've never had warm milk and toast. How does it taste?
Like hot cotton and white shoe polish. Oh, this breakfast looks wonderful. That bacon smells so good. And these hot cakes are just dreamy. Oh, am I hungry? Oh, there she blows. Mother Cooper, girl nurse.
Quick, I'll get this breakfast out of here.
Oh, wait, at least give me one good smell. Oh, delicious.
I'll let her in.
Okay.
Morning, Katie. How's my sick girl?
She's not so good.
Well, I'm going right into her. Liz, dear, how are you feeling?
Hello, Mother Cooper.
Oh, now tell Mother just what seems to be the trouble.
I don't know what it is, Mother Cooper. I seem to have picked up a little cold.
A cold?
Yeah.
But George said on the phone your stomach was upset.
Oh, well, that too. But I'm pretty sure it's just a cold. So why don't you just go on home?
Go home?
Mm-hmm.
When you're sick and need me? Why, that's what relatives are for.
So that's it.
Now, what can I do for you?
Oh, nothing, really. I'm fine. Better stand back. These germs can jump a mile.
Elizabeth, dear. You don't have to pretend with me.
What do you mean?
Strange pains and queasy in the morning. I was a mother once myself.
Oh, now, just a minute.
Oh, I understand you're wanting to keep it a secret, but not from Grandma.
Oh, no. Look, I'm not what you think I am.
Come on, tell Grandma.
If you keep saying that, I will be sick. I have a cold.
Of course you do, dear. Your nose isn't red and your eyes are bright. But if you say so, you have a cold.
Look, Mother Cooper, I said I was sick because you... Or rather, I have a cold.
Yes, dear, of course.
Oh,
When's it going to be?
Oh, I'll get it, dear.
Thanks, but I can answer it.
Now, Elizabeth, don't be naughty. You stay right under those covers and let me answer the phone for you. Hello?
Hello, Liz.
This is Mrs. Cooper, Sr. Elizabeth can't come to the phone right now. She's a little under the weather.
If that's Iris, I want to talk to her.
This is Iris Atterbury. What's wrong?
Well, Mrs. Atterbury, she says she has a cold.
Mother Cooper, give me that phone.
Says she has a cold? What do you mean?
Well, confidentially, this house is soon going to hear the patter of little feet.
Really?
Yes.
Mother Cooper, give me that phone. Hello, Iris?
Yes, little mother.
Now stop that. Mother Cooper is mistaken. All I have is a cold. You believe me, don't you?
Of course I do, girl.
Well, that's better.
Tell me, Liz, what do you want, a boy cold or a girl cold?
Oh, Iris, not you too.
Oh, Liz, I can't tell you how thrilled I am. I know how you and George have always wanted a cold.
Oh, what's the use? Look, if you won't believe me, will you at least do me a favor?
Of course, girl. What is it?
Call up the rest of the girls and tell them the luncheon is off.
Well, don't worry. I'll tell them. Oh, I can hardly wait.
Now, listen here, Iris Atterbury.
Don't you worry about a thing, Mommy.
Iris, wait. Oh, she hung up. I hope you're satisfied. You've ruined everything.
Well, we'll have to learn to expect this, crying for no good reason. Do you think you could eat a little something now?
Well, I am sort of hungry.
Yes. That's a good girl. You've got to keep up your strength. Mm. Remember, from now on, you're eating for two.
So far, I haven't been able to eat for one.
Well, we'll change that right away. I'll go out and fix something nice and nourishing. What would you say to a big bowl of toast and warm milk?
Did you want to see me, Mr. Atterbury?
Yes, I did, boy. Come in and sit down. Have a cigar.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that's all right, boy. You'll be giving me one soon, I guess. Congratulations, boy.
What for?
Oh, now, let's not be blasé. It isn't every day that you become a father.
Oh, that's true. It isn't every day that I become a father?
Oh, yes, boy. Liz just told Iris a few minutes ago. She's going to be a mother.
A mother?
Yeah, she's expecting a baby.
A baby?
You've got the sequence. Father, mother, baby.
Gosh, I better call Liz.
She knows about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be a father.
No, sit down, boy.
Okay.
It's easier if you use a chair.
Oh, me, a father. Here, Mr. Atterbury, have a cigar.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, boy. Just happens to be my brand.
Well, that's right. You gave it to me, didn't you? Oh, gosh, I'm so nervous. I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, I understand, boy. This is a big event. I can't tell you how pleased I am. Here, have a cigar. Wait, I got a new one. This one's coming unraveled.
Gee, I can't get used to the idea.
Now, George, I've been thinking. With all this additional expense, we'll have to do something about a raise for you.
A raise, sir?
Yes, yes. After all, if you and Liz are going to have a baby, there'll have to be some changes. Change it. Oh, I like that one. Change it.
Oh, gee, that's awfully nice of you, Mr. Atterbury. I can certainly use some extra money.
Yes, well, why don't you take the afternoon off and go home and be with Liz, Father?
Oh, gee, thanks.
And I'll go with you.
You will?
Certainly. After all, I'm the child's godfather. And on the way over, we'll stop and get the boy some toys. Now, let's see. A baseball bat, some boxing gloves, an air rifle, and a little chemistry set.
Oh, that's a swell idea, Mr. Atterbury. Oh, gee, I can hardly wait to see Liz. Oh, gosh, I'm going to be a baby. I mean, a father.
Look, Mother Cooper, I feel fine. Honestly, I do. I'll be perfectly all right, so why don't you go home?
Oh, we're cross, aren't we?
Yes.
Well, that's understandable. After all, it's our first one.
No, it isn't. I've had a cold before.
Oh, you're stubborn. Tell me, Elizabeth, what are you going to call the baby?
Virus.
Well, if it's a girl, I won't be unhappy if you want to name her after me.
Oh, I don't think I'd ever name a little girl Budinsky Cooper.
Oh, it doesn't matter what you say, Elizabeth. You can't make me mad.
Mother Cooper, I was hoping I wouldn't have to say this, but I'm going to tell you the whole truth about this sick routine.
Yes, dear.
You see, I had this bridge luncheon planned.
Yes, dear.
And then you called and you wanted
to... Iris, where's the little mother?
Iris, the luncheon's called off.
Well, I know it is, girl, but we all came over anyway. The rest of the girls are out in the car.
What for?
We're giving you a baby shower.
Oh, no.
A shower? Oh, how sweet.
I'll go out and tell the other girls to come in.
Iris, wait, hold it.
Huh?
Sit down. You too, Mother Cooper. I want to tell you something.
Yes, huh?
I am not going to have a baby.
Yes, dear.
Of course not, girl.
I mean it. I'm not.
Liz!
Yes, girl, congratulations.
Oh, honey, why didn't you tell me?
What have they done, put this in skywriting?
Oh, Liz, you should be lying down. Stand back, everyone. Give her air. Somebody go get some boiling water.
Not yet, George. Not yet.
Oh.
And don't hold your breath. Look, everybody, please listen to me.
Oh, here, Liz. We bought some toys for the little fella.
Fella?
Huh?
Yeah. Ball bat?
Boxing gloves? Yes. And look at this, a little chemistry set.
Look, please, somebody listen to me. I'm not going to
Liz, George is so excited he forgot to tell you. Because of the baby, I'm giving him a raise of $50 a month.
Oh!
Well, now, maybe you're right, Liz. That isn't enough. I'll make it $100 a month.
Oh. Oh, I'm going to be a grandmother.
I'm going to be a godfather.
I'm going to be a godmother.
I'm going to be a father.
I pass.
Now, wait a minute. We're rushing, Liz, on this. After all, there's a long time to wait yet.
You can say that again.
We'll be patient.
Well, enjoy yourself. It's earlier than you think.
Yeah. And in the meantime, I'll just put that $100 a month in the bank under the baby's name.
Just think, Liz, when our baby is born, he'll be worth hundreds of dollars.
Maybe thousands.
What?
In fact, George, don't be surprised if I give birth to a millionaire.
Ah, Bob Lamont!
Yes, Lucille, what's up tonight?
Tonight I'm a big politician, and you're a reporter interviewing me. A little congressional music, please, maestro.
How do you do? I'm from the Evening Gazette. I understand you're running for Congress.
That's right, sonny. Foghorn's the name. Honest Abe Foghorn, 100% American.
Well, tell me, Honest Abe, what is your platform?
I'm glad you asked that, sonny. If I am elected to Congress, every American citizen will have a chicken in every pot and a box of Jell-O in every garage.
A box of Jell-O in every garage?
If I am elected, I promise that there will be six delicious flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime.
But there already are six delicious flavors. You can't promise the voters something they already have.
You're new in politics, aren't you, sonny? Now, my worthy opponent recently said that I didn't know what Jell-O made you think of. That's an untrue. I know what Jell-O makes you think of. It makes you think of the real ripe fruit itself.
Now, how do you feel about the situation?
And another thing, who was it who got the flavor locked in so I can't get out for your first delicious spoonful? Who? I ask you, who?
Who?
I don't know. Tell the folks when they go to the polls to look for the big red letters on the ballot box. And tell them a vote for Honest Abe is a vote for Jell-O, the people's friend. Good night, Robert.
Friends, the week of May 21st through May 27th marks an important yearly event, World Trade Week. We call this to your attention because world trade is not just a phrase to skip over in the paper. It means something in the lives of every one of us. For one thing, when the products manufactured in your hometown are sold abroad, this maintains employment in your community. But two-way trade is equally important because the United States must import in order to make dollars available to the nations which purchase our exports. This two-way trade is important to national economy, and it's important to world peace, the goal of every American. You have been listening to My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, and based on characters created by Isabel Scott Rorick. Tonight's transcribed program was produced and directed by Jess Oppenheimer, who wrote the script with Madeline Pugh and Bob Carroll Jr. Original music was composed by Marlon Skiles and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. The part of Katie, the maid, was played by Ruth Parrott.
Say, listen to this.
It's new, it can't be beat. The grandest treat you ever did eat. Post sugar crisp. As a cereal, it's dandy. For snacks, it's so handy. Or eat it like candy. As a cereal, it's dandy. Or eat it like candy. Post sugar crisp.
Look for the red, white, and blue cellophane bag with the three little bears. That's Post Sugar Crisp. Today, enjoy this honey of a new cereal that's fun to eat.
Be sure to listen to Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband again next week, presented by...
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O puddings.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tapioca puddings. Yes, sirree.
Bob Lamond speaking.
This is CBS, where you hear My Favorite Husband every Sunday, the Columbia Broadcasting System.